In this gospel snippet, I want to spend a few minutes, and only a few minutes, on the subject of the divine alchemist. What do I mean, the divine alchemist? I'll remind you that an alchemist was a man who largely lived in medieval times, but it went beyond that. These alchemists were men who were looking for a panacea, a cure for every disease. They were also looking for a substance that would enable them to take base metals, lead or iron, and with this elixir, whatever it was, to turn that base metal into gold, some precious material. Remember, George Herbert wrote a hymn called The Elixir. This is the stone that turneth all to gold. That was an illustration he was using. The alchemists. Well, of course, alchemy is doomed. There is no material, there is no substance that will turn base metal into gold or silver. But I want to speak of an alchemist, a real alchemist, in fact, the divine alchemist, who can do something far greater than turn base metal into precious. The divine alchemist can take dead sinners and change them into living saints. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. And what I'm talking about is what the Bible calls regeneration, being born again, born of the Spirit, born from above, born anew. As Jesus said in John chapter 3, verses 3 to 8, you must be born again. You can be religious, Nicodemus. That was the man he said it to. You are religious, but you need to be born again. Unless you're born again, regenerated, born from above, born anew, born of the Spirit, you will never see the kingdom. You will never enter the kingdom. You will never even see the kingdom. You're blind, you can't see. You're deaf, you can't hear. You're dumb, you can't speak. You're dead. You must be born again, born of the Spirit. And Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 27, the divine alchemist, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is so powerful that he can take dead sinners and make them into living saints. He takes out the heart of stone, the deadness, and he replaces it with a living heart, a living mind. A new mind, a new disposition, a new attitude, a new spirit. It's the work of the Spirit, Ezekiel 36, 26 to 27, John 3, 3 to 8, and other passages too. And nothing but this sovereign regeneration will do. Unless we're born again, we'll never see the kingdom. It's only born again sinners who feel and know that they are sinners. That's one mark of it. It's only regenerate sinners who repent of their sins, that's another mark. It's only regenerate sinners who are enabled by God's grace, that divine alchemist, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and to trust him and to receive him as their Savior and Lord and to love him and to obey him. Nothing but regeneration will work. Nobody but the Spirit can change dead sinners into living saints. Churchianity can't do it. Churchianity will not do it. And yet today, many people think that going to church, many evangelicals are getting to that way of thinking, that churchianity somehow will do it. No, the divine alchemist, the only one who can take dead sinners and turn them into living saints, is the Holy Spirit. I ask you, my friend, have you been born again? Are you conscious that you're a sinner? Are you aware that you must repent? Do you repent? Will you turn to Christ and confess that you're a sinner? Will you trust him? Will you believe upon him? Unless you do, you will never see the kingdom. You will never enter it. Only God's Spirit can do it. Don't think reading the Bible will do it on its own. Don't think that praying will do it. Don't think that churchianity will do it. Religion won't do it. Being decent won't do it. You must be born again. And the divine alchemist, the Holy Spirit, is the only one who can regenerate dead sinners. Remember, you must be born again.